Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Yes, we are excited to contribute and play with you. Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I am Betsy McLaughlin, and I have the privilege and pleasure and joy of having with us today a good friend of mine, Emanuela Kemp. Welcome to the show, Emanuela.
Hello, Sunshine.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Oh, we're so glad you're here with us today. And for anybody listening, Emanuela, she, if you don't know her, she is an amazing, amazing lady. She's so joyful and so much fun to be around. And she's a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, which is how we met. She lives on the west coast of the United States in which state, Emanuela?
Washington.
Washington State. And we're going to be talking today about when you get stuck. So the title of this show is I'm Stuck and I Don't Know How to Change It. I have a really fun graphic where I created for this show, which shows somebody on skis who are like, you just see they're in the snow, so their skis are up, and you can just see like the bottom half of their body, and it's just so funny. And to me, that really represented all the different ways that, you know, we can be stuck and feel like we cannot move forward, we cannot move backwards or sideways. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And you know how sometimes you just can't get in the groove and like nothing is working, money isn't coming in, your relationships suck, people are crazy, like nothing is going right. You know, have you ever, I know for sure I have, like thought this, like, God, nothing is going right today. So, you know, this is some of what we're going to be talking about today. Mm-hmm. And talking about tools and questions and different things we can use when you might be feeling like you're stuck, nothing's working, and you don't know what to do. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
And the visual of that graphic was perfect. It made me laugh because it really is. You know, it was total face plant on skis. And and there's no, you know, you can only see the skis sticking up like so far down and stuck that you really can't move. And or it feels like you can't move, or you've decided that you can't move. It was brilliant. It made me laugh.
Good. So, Emanuela, one of the things, you know, that we do on the show is we use the tools of Access Consciousness, which is a lot of asking questions. So we're going to start the show today with asking some questions around what you can do when you're feeling stuck. So could you share with us maybe one or two of your favorite questions?
Well, yeah, totally. First I would start with looking at the interesting point of view that you're stuck and what it creates the moment that you decide that you don't know what to do. Because from there, you actually can't get new awareness. So when you get in your head or you make a decision, and I don't know how much you talk about that in your other calls, but the minute we make a decision and decide something like, I am stuck and I don't know what to do, it doesn't really allow us to access questions. So the first thing I like to do with anything anymore is just say, interesting point of view. I have the point of view.
And so what does that do?
Yeah. Well, it already changes the energy of us even thinking about being stuck. But when you're willing to look at anything so I guess we have to kind of backtrack, because the interesting point of view changes, because when you have a point of view about anything, it's a judgment. And when you're in judgment, you actually cannot access your own awareness of what would change it. Or it doesn't even allow you to look 2 degrees to the side to see a different possibility. So when you say interesting point of view, I have that point of view, it automatically starts to loosen up the solidity and the density that you have around it. So
yeah.
I spent years being stuck. Like not just a day or two, well, you know, before I found the
right
of access, I had years of no movement and the solidity in my body and everything was stuck. And I couldn't see, I couldn't see beyond. I couldn't get my head out of my ass. That's what I'm really trying to say. We had a realm visual, that's probably what we would have used. But it really feels like there is no other choice. And I have to, so we go get really busy then about how to fix our feelings. Like, I just want to feel better rather than look.
Yes.
Okay. A question would be, what point of view do I have that's actually creating this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that one. So when you ask that question, what point of view do I have that's creating me feeling like I'm stuck here? Then what does that do?
Well, just by asking a question, even if you energetically think about something in your life right now that you haven't been able to change, or that you would even like to be different because we're stuck where we are, even in that we're not creating something different.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you're willing to look at it from a different view, because a point of view is really where some space and time from the place that we were in that moment, knowing only what we could know in that moment, we make a decision about something. And until you're willing to actually turn and move and see it from another direction, or like I said, even a tiny degree different, you can only have that point of view forever. So whenever an energy comes up that's like, so let's just use being stuck.
Okay.
How long have you had the point of view that when it feels like this, it means you're stuck? Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, that is a good one.
So when you say, interesting point of view, I have the point of view that I'm stuck. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view that I'm stuck. And you just stay with the energy that's there. Like, really get present with what being stuck is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us want to just keep moving on and pod and pocket, and I want to just get rid of this horrible feeling. If I could just have this, I wouldn't feel it. But what if you've, like, deep down inside, it's like an operating system. Oh, I'm stuck. Oh, I'm stuck. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to change this. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to change this. So it's a fun process. Like, it's a really fun process to start to look at every single little tidbit. Every little, it's almost like a barb that catches you.
or a notch that you can feel gets more solid and more dense. The moment that you start to say interesting point of view and are willing, but you have to have the willingness to change the point of view. And most people are stuck because they, by golly, are not going to get let go of that point of view, no matter what. So if you have a point of view that you don't know how to have a business, or you have a point of view that you're not good, or you don't know how to create, and you stick yourself with the point of view that you don't know that, you will gather all the information in the world that supports you and your belief.
It really does feel like
you're stuck. It feels like you're stuck because you are stuck with all the points of view that you have about yourself. But if you're not willing to let go of the point of view that you're not good at this or you don't know what to do, it gets really hard then to want to be able to even change that. So underneath every change, you actually have to have a different point of view of what you created. Is that too much?
Wow. Well, there's so much great information there. And I can think of so many different occasions where either, you know, I've done it and I see other people do it, where you have a point of view and then you look for other people around you to reinforce that point of view, you know, to agree with you on what that is.
And what does that do?
Right?
What does that create?
Exactly. It just perpetuates the same, more of the same. You know, and see, they agree with me, so I must be right. And it just, you know, as you said earlier, it like solidifies it even more in your world. So then it becomes more insurmountable and more difficult to change. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Emanuela's puppy dog agrees with that one. I love it.
She's such an aware little critter. It's like, yeah, the energy moving and changing, right? And the UPS man is here, so I'm moving all over the house to try to
You know, the joys of live radio, right?
I know. Cracking me up. But that truly is how, you know, I like to look at everything from the terms of the energy that it creates in my world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the solidity comes from. It can't move. The energy cannot move and flow, and you cannot be one with the universe and everything that you know. And it's so crazy that it's our point of view that actually locks awareness out. It keeps us from having the very awareness that we are. And it's the capacities that we have. So it's like, it does, it just gets solid and heavy, and then we have that sense that, wow, I actually cannot budge this energy at all. And just asking any question will do that. Any question, what is this? takes you from the space of this is, I am stuck. So wait a minute, am I actually stuck? But what does it take to get to a place where you can actually ask a question?
Well, that was one of my next questions that I was getting, you know, so there might be some people listening who are like, okay, well, this sounds all kind of good in theory, but how do I, if I've got no experience with any of this, what do I do? How do I get my head out of the snow? And, you know, you're talking about a question. Well, how would I know what question to ask?
Honestly, any question other than a conclusion that has a question mark at the end. So a question is when you're willing to look beyond your point. Like that, I get that's really airy-fairy in a way. I really do. I get the kickback of that energy right there.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another way to let me throw this out and see what happens. What I've come to know in my life personally is most of the time when there's a heavy energy, it isn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
So what if, does it make it? Boy, I've got a million things floating around.
I know, right?
Like, to get to the very basics, if you have decided, well, what if it was, what have I decided here?
Mm-hmm. I love that question.
Because you really don't have to know anything, and it's not a magical, you know, it's not so like what if every time this energy came up for you and it felt like you literally were paralyzed and couldn't move and you couldn't even turn your head, and like, because it's so familiar, this feeling mm-hmm. of stuck and this feeling of not knowing what to do is so familiar to many of us.
Mm-hmm.
What if we could just ask? I've totally forgot the question.
No, and the question was, what have I decided here?
Yeah, and what have I decided here?
Yep. So what have I decided here? And then you don't have to know anything else. So this is a great time for our first break, you guys. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes at Imperfect Brilliance. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, guys. It's Betsy McLaughlin here with Emanuela Kemp. Today, we are talking about I am stuck and what to do when you're stuck, when you're in the mire, when your head's in the sand, when you feel like there's nothing else you can do. And we started talking about how having that point of view can really limit your choices and your possibilities. And simply by asking a question, and there's no one right question, just by asking a question, you can change the energy of things. So even if you don't know what question to ask, you could ask, what question could I ask here? You know? So you don't have to have the playbook in front of you in order to, and there's, you know, to get this, and I'm doing air quotes, to get this right, guys. So it's really just looking at anywhere that you might hear yourself either think or say that there's no choice, that you're stuck, that you can't do it, that you're doomed, like all the different things that we have said and done to ourselves over time. You know, this will never work. There used to be a cartoon, I can't remember, but it was like some guy and he was always gloom and doom. And he was always like, oh, this will never work. We're doomed. It's going to be a failure. So like anywhere that you've been that or done that to yourself, you know, like what could you be doing and choosing now? And so the great thing about these tools and these questions and the things that we talk about, you know, with on this show and through, you know, with many, many, many other facilitators, whether they're in Access Consciousness or other, you know, other things that you might be doing, it's like, what works for you? What lights you up? What, you know, and what could you choose now? And so in that, like, that's why we love these questions, because there is, you know, there's so many different possibilities and choices. And asking one question will lead down this pathway of all kinds of other questions that start popping in as you change and become open to that maybe there is something else possible besides this will never work, we're doomed, I'm, you know, I can't change this. And so that's kind of, that's what we've been talking about so far, if you guys are just joining us. And thank you so much for listening in. We're so grateful you're here. Emanuela Kemp is lives on the West Coast of the United States. And Emanuela, if somebody would like to reach out to you and talk to you privately, how could they reach you?
Well, I do have a profile page on the Access Consciousness website. Mm-hmm. So you could just go to Facilitators, Washington is where I live, and or you can just punch in my name and it comes up right away. And you could send me a note that way. I'm happy to just give you my email address. I think it was even included in some of the details. But pretty much that's it right now. I make it a little hard for people to find me, I think.
They'll find you.
I'm making it easier, though, so. Yeah.
But and she's on Facebook as well.
Oh, totally. Totally. Mm-hmm. It's easy to find me there.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. It's easy to find me. And I love talking to people and facilitating with people and creating change in the world. It's my favorite thing to do is talk about these tools because they just keep changing and changing and changing. I keep changing by using these tools. Put it down.
Oh, so true. Oh my gosh, that is so true. And that's, you know, why, and it becomes, it really does become easier and easier as time goes by. I've been using the tools for about 8 years now, which is like, wow, it's amazing that it's been that long. And, you know, it wasn't second nature right off the bat for me. You know, it definitely was. How about for you?
Oh, I was stuck. Yeah. Yeah. And here's, you know what else I know too? Like, as we were talking earlier, one of the main things that I really love to talk to people about, and it really was what changed the most for me, was a simple statement that Dr. Dane made in his Being You book. There's nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
What if even when you are in the deepest stick thick of stuck, say that three times really fast, what if even that isn't wrong? What if in that deepest, darkest space that you've created is where, like, that pressure is where the diamond starts to emerge? Mm-hmm. And I think if we could get to a space
like where no matter what we were feeling or how we were feeling or how long we've been feeling it, if we could get to that small space that even that isn't wrong and that doesn't make me wrong because I'm feeling this way, it will start to lessen and loosen. An interesting point of view, I have the point of view that this is wrong, is a magical thing. Like, what if there really isn't and never has been anything wrong about you? Do you notice the difference that that just makes in our conversation? Like, it just melts everything.
Like, it really does. Yeah. And we've spent so much time making ourselves so wrong. And I tell you what, I had a situation arise where, you know, I went to the wrongness of me. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I messed this up so bad and blah, 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 blah. And I just went to this, and my whole body like froze up and just like, oh, my God. And the person sent me a message that said in all caps, like, you are not wrong. And I had never actually received something like that before. And it melted my world. And I went, oh, my God, I'm not wrong. And it was such a gift for me to be like, wow, I'm not wrong. And then one of the great questions along with that is like, what is actually right about this? That and so in asking that, and then I started to see, well, you know what? I actually didn't mess up the way that I had decided I had messed up. And it, again, we talk about, you know, opening different doors and opportunities and possibilities. And for me, that was a huge door that was opened where I was like, oh. And it showed me all the places that I had made myself wrong, you know, over and over and over again. And it's like, oh, wow, maybe I could actually be choosing something different here. And It the gift that was for me is even still, you know, several years later, like still unfolding. And I just don't go to the wrongness of myself near like I used to.
It's such a beautiful space, even as you're talking about it. And even by us recalling it changes something in the world of it. Who's willing to receive it? Like,
yeah.
What if that's where you start? And, you know, when we were originally talking about this, I wanted to talk about not judging yourself. You know, because in my world, it's the greatest gift I can be to the planet is to not judge myself anymore, let alone what it's doing for me. But it is a locked in hard drive that if I'm not like everybody else, then that makes me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to get stuck in that. So what if the first place you start is, well, if I wasn't making this wrong, what question could I ask? You know, and you find yourself doing that with everything. Like, well, if I wasn't making anybody right, okay, or if I wasn't making me wrong. And like you said, what's actually right about me that I'm not getting? In general, start your day, cool. What five things can I find right about me today?
I love that. That's such a great challenge. You know, what can I find that's right about me? What are all the things that I'm amazing at? Like, what, you know, where all are my talents and capacities and abilities that, you know, maybe you've never given yourself credit for before? I love that.
I love the challenge, too, of, you know, finding, and sometimes it's not your closest friend. Right? Because a lot of times our friends are people that will tell us what they think we want to hear. But, you know, can you find two or three people and just ask them, like, what is it that you see in me that I'm not seeing? You know, like, would it be fun to even ask other people, like, that if there's a question to be found when we're willing to just be more space, you know, part of getting stuck is you feel really small and you contract really small and it gets really crunchy.
what if just pushing yourself out and forcing yourself to fill up the room that you're in is an automatic way to get more space and to get more clarity?
So how do you do, how do you do that, Emanuela?
you just do it. You say, it's actually a being. It's not something that you do. It's a willingness to allow yourself to be bigger than you are in that moment, to be greater than you're acknowledging. Cool, that.
Mm-hmm.
So you as a being are this infinite, glorious space. And when we get, when something is showing up the way we don't want it to, or a way it shows up in a way that we didn't think that we wanted to, or that it shouldn't, we'll have automatic judgments about why it showed up rather than go, okay, what is this? Interesting choice that I had created this, right? Or what choice or what decision did I make is creating this? But the moment that you go, okay, if I pressed myself out, because a lot of times people will say expand out. And what I've noticed is people will allow their headspace sometimes to go out, or they'll allow, they'll go, but they don't actually take the being into the expansiveness. So when you're willing to actually be all the molecules and the greatness that you truly are, that you truly be, and you occupy the space of and allow your molecules to be greater than what you are right now, you will automatically be connected to a different level of awareness. Because you're no longer pushing yourself in and contracting yourself and making yourself really small. So even in this moment, if you just stop for a second, for anyone who's listening, allow yourself beyond the layers of your skin, you know, allow yourself to expand and touch the four corners of the room that you're in. And then go beyond that and fill up the office, the whole office. Press yourself out, occupy all of the space in your neighborhood or in your town. It's really hard to feel limited and to feel stuck when you, if you do that. It's not possible, because you're connecting to the being of, you know, to what you are. The energy of you is an easy way to say it. That isn't solid, that isn't the solidity, that isn't the definition and the limitation. So the moment that you allow yourself just to make that tiny little switch, you are now in an interesting point of view. You are out of interesting point of view, and you have no point of view. And honestly, if you can just do that first, you will get a question. The universe is there waiting with all kinds of information for you that you cannot have access to when you are in judgment of yourself. Or in judgment at all.
Mm-hmm. So true. And, you know, there are certainly a lot of facilitators available worldwide, Emanuela and myself included. You know, if you are really stuck and require more questions, that we'd be happy to get on a call with you and, you know, share many, many questions. I love the exercise that you just did, and I could feel so many people's worlds just expanding and melting. And that is the space that we all truly be. And it can be so easy to lose it and also to get it back, you know? And right. So how lucky are we that, and we can all be very aware of other people's stuff and take it on, and then we constrict and contract and become smaller and smaller. And so the quick little exercise that
Emanuela just talked about reminds us all to being that space of you, that you truly, truly are. And in that, there is no wrongness. There's also no rightness. You're simply being. Mm-hmm. And in that space of being, it's peaceful, right? It's expansive. It's generative. And like you said, there is no wrongness. There's no judging. There's no polarity. It's really the space of us that we all are. Oh, my goodness. It's time for the next thing.
Wait,
how did that happen? All right. We'll be back, guys. Hang tight. Thank you so much for listening.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this hour, and thank you so much for listening in. And if you've ever felt stuck, that's what we're talking about today, and some really pragmatic and simple things that you can do to start changing it. And Emanuela did tell us, I'm not sure you gave us your email address, so just real quick, if anybody wants to email her, it's Emanuela Kemp, K-E-M-P, at Gmail, right? Gmail.com. And if anybody's looking for me, you can find me on Facebook or my Imperfect Brilliance page on Facebook. My website is Creating Yumminess. And you can also email me at accessbetsy@gmail.com. And we always love to hear from you guys so much. So when you're stuck, we've talked about some questions and things, and I actually...
You're disappearing.
Oops, sorry. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So we've been talking about different things, and one of the things I wanted to bring into this conversation is when you have a realization of something that you've just decided, and then all of a sudden you realize, hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. This is something that I've decided, and I actually can change this. So I'd like to talk a little bit about demand and being that demand that something changes and how that's different from question.
Totally. Do you want it? Were you saying Woo. You were going to talk about it, or you want me to talk about it?
Well, I'd love to hear your take on it. And, you know, and how is that, you know, so there's like the talking about wanting to change something and then actually being the demand energy that it changes, and how is that different than asking questions?
Well, like you said, it's totally a different energy. And what I what I've noticed, you know, when clients first come to see me, that's kind of interesting. There's this space of, but I've been asking for this to change. And it's from a space of, I've been asking every other thing, including the universe, to change this for me.
Mm-hmm.
The demand is, okay, I am done. This is not working for me, and I am changing this now.
Yeah.
Because it is you that is going to change or not change anything. Now, the universe totally has your back. When you are actually willing to have something, and you make a demand that you will have this or have that,
mm-hmm.
the universe can, like, you are literally sending an energy into the universe, and everything that matches out will find you. It is starting to be created. Now, a question does the same thing. So really a choice has to be made that something is going to change. And the choice itself is an energy that goes out into the universe. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the energy of demand that actually backs up the choice. And it's potent. Like, I'm standing here really strong, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am having this now, which means that I will now be choosing, or more like not choosing, everything that hasn't allowed it. So you almost have to be willing to let go of everything that hasn't allowed that to come into your life. Okay, that was a lot of energy. Right? So there's, it all comes from you, and there are questions that you can ask yourself to get you to the space of demand. Like, wow, am I really willing to have this? And what am I not choosing that I could be choosing? But there's fabulous questions. To me, a question is opening the doors. You ask a question and it literally opens the doors to more awareness. I'm actually, there's mm-hmm. an energy that I'm trying to verbalize that I'm having a hard time verbalizing. Because so much of it is an energetic process. And I would have each of you ask yourself, do you know when you were being an energy? Have you noticed in your life? Like, every single one of us I know has a space where they knew they wanted something, they desired something, they were willing to have something, like, I am having that right now, and they did, and it was easy as pie.
Mm-hmm.
It was so easy, and it felt like it just happened. But if you can go back in your life and just look at any of those spaces, you will see the energy of demand for you. It is a potency that allows the whole world to, the whole universe to conspire with you.
So true. Yes. And then, you know, so when you're feeling stuck and you feel like you can't do anything, and that's not a demand energy for something to change, right? It's a very different energy. And then when you shift it through questions or the demand, or sometimes it's a combination of both, then, like you said, it really does start to open up other opportunities, other questions, other people, other things will start to show up. Sometimes really very quickly, and is almost as if it's by magic, and you're like, where has this been all along? You know, like, how is this so easy? And is it really just because I started asking questions, or I've changed my point of view about this?
Mm-hmm. It's like, really? It's like that smack yourself on the head, you know, gosh, I wish I could have had a V8, you know. What were you going to say?
When you were talking, what it reminded me of is when you're stuck, you do have a demand somewhere. Like, because it is intense and it is when you're stuck. And my wondering, my question would be, if you took all that energy about what wasn't working right, what wasn't, right? Like, there's a potency there, like, this fucking, I'm sorry, this sucks. Beep, 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 beep. This sucks, right? Like, none of this is working. I can't, right? If you took that energy right there and just then use that same potency to, and what I'd really like to have is this. This
right.
Or that one, like you notice what that would create, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you are using the energy of demand. I know each of you have it. And you're using it on the very things that aren't what you would really like to have. Or you're lying about what you'd really like to have. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So well, part of it is get really clear, like, what would you like instead?
Yes. Well, and
start pulling that.
Oops, sorry. One of the things that just popped in was actually the visual of when, you know, there's a car stuck, either stuck in the mud or, you know, they're stuck in the snow, right?
Snow.
And people go behind you, right? Same graphic. And they're pushing, 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 and the car's not moving, right? And then, yeah, the wheels are spinning, the mud is flying, and nothing is happening. And then, you know, somebody goes, oh, maybe we should change the angle of how we're pushing, or maybe we need another person, or maybe, you know, and so then they do something different. The car starts rocking, and then it starts moving. And that was the visual that I got with what you were just saying, you know, so it really is that same thing. It's like, so how many different possibilities and questions are there for any one thing that we have decided that we're so stuck in? There's endless opportunities and possibilities. So if you're willing, and, you know, are you willing to change it? You know, and if you're not, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it, right? But if you're like you know, making this demand of you, you know
what?
You're still not wrong. An hour later, you're still not wrong. Exactly. You know, and you make the demand. It's like, okay, you know what? This does not work for me anymore. And maybe it did or whatever, but it's not working anymore. So now what truly is possible here? What could I choose? What questions could I ask? Who I talk to, you know, and just start asking these questions. You don't have to have the answer, right? It's not like, you know, you have to say, okay, who do I talk to? And then you have to know. You're going to, things will show up, right? The people will call you, you'll get ideas, like all these things will start showing up. So just in starting to ask the questions, and then you get out of your own way.
What?
Oops. Did we forget to mention that? Oops. Not that we would know anything about that, right, Emanuela?
Oh, never. I'm the best combat warrior ever with myself.
Yeah. So then get out of your own way, right, and be willing for different, something different to show up. And then actually acknowledge and celebrate what does show up. Is there anything that you could acknowledge and celebrate that you've changed in your own life?
You're asking them, right?
I'm asking them and you.
But each of those things, even when you're just willing to acknowledge something different, like if you could just take the focus off what isn't working.
Uh-huh.
But it really does take choice. You have to choose that. Because people want things to show up, but they don't really, I don't know that they really get, like, it is a choice you have to make to remember to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a muscle that you have to play with. It is a muscle that you grow by asking and asking and asking. And when you ask a question and it creates space, head in that direction.
Right.
If you're asking questions and nothing moves and nothing changes, it's just not a question that's going to create something different.
Mm-hmm.
So then you ask a different question, and then you ask a different question, like Betsy was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the foundation, it's, what is this? What can I do with it? And one of those is just going to go, oh, and it'll just lead you. I use the example of like stepping stones. Every question is like a stepping stone. And if it creates a space, I follow it and go, oh, cool. Now what question can I ask? Oh, that didn't go anywhere. What question can I ask now? And then I follow that. And yes, I really am that weird in my head. And I'll ask a question and I'll keep asking a question. And that's why even interesting point of view, I have that point of view, will open up the door. It will unlock the solidity you have that you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting point of view, I have the point of view, I'm stuck. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view, I'm stuck. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view. And I say it and I say it and I say it until I can't remember what I was actually trying to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny what we have a point of view about.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing the other day. A car didn't turn on its blinker, and I had to wait for it. And I had this automatic upset. Like, well, forget you, and blah, blah. And in that instant, I was no longer me, and I did not have my happy. And I allowed that incident to steal my happy. Like, nobody gets my happy. But because I keep working on interesting point of view, I cracked up laughing hysterically. Because that's all it would take, is someone not turning on their blinker. And I had that point of view that that's all it takes for me to lose my happy, for me to let go of me and be this crazy, crunchy thing. Right. And then when that cleared, another one came up and I cleared that. And the next thing you know, I'm laughing hysterically and I'm me again, because we are the lightness. We are space people. We are infinite beings. And when you're not light, you're actually not being you.
Yeah.
Interesting point of view. I have that point of view, right? But what if that means, interesting point of view means, I'm going to let go of whatever judgment I have right now that's sticking me.
Yes. Yes, I love that. You know, and so in that, you guys, we're almost at the end of the show already. It's been a very fast time with Emanuela today. Holy moly. And, you know, thank you so much for this great conversation about, you know, how quickly we can get in it, in the mire, and how quickly we can actually get ourselves back out. And, you know, like she said, you know, when you're light and happy and joyful, that is the space of you. And so what questions can you ask to be that space of you? And you don't have to know, just start asking and things will start showing up. Questions will start popping in. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of great information that you can find. You can listen to other shows. You can listen to this one again. There's a lot of great questions even in here. And, you know, what would you like to choose now? Yesterday was yesterday. Today is, you know, like, what would you like to choose now? Oh my gosh, Emanuela, thank you so much for playing with us. I'm so grateful you came on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Have a great week, everybody, and What questions can you ask?
Exactly. Thanks,
Bessie. Bye, sweetheart. Take care.
You too.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.